We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Unfortunately, the Boston Slam is no more.
They had a nice run going, Dale. They didn't lose any playoff series.
The Boston Slam was still a thing until last night in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You had the Red Sox win the World Series, followed by the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. You had both winter sports teams getting through their first round playoff series and moving on. Bruins are in the Eastern Conference Final. They are one series away from playing for a Stanley Cup. But it didn't quite work out the way you might like. For the Celtics.
No. They won game one, though. They looked really good in game one.
Really good,
they really
put
it together. They won five straight playoff games.
Played a dirty trick on them when they made them play the next four.
Oh, and Milwaukee kind of woke up.
Yeah, kind of.
Just kind of smacked them around. Yeah,
that's right. So it seemed as though, you know, both on Twitter and listening to the radio station earlier today and many of the calls that we've taken today, that there's a portion of the Celtics fan base that has just kind of had it with Kyrie Irving now.
Done.
Now there are some who say, hey, listen, you don't get great players like that all the time. You do whatever you have to do to keep him happy, keep him here, get rid of Brad Stevens if you have to, trade away players if you have to, get what he needs to be a success.
That's really Wiggy.
Well,
who else has said that? That's Wiggy.
All right, maybe.
In fact, Eamon, poll question. Dale Keefe, WEEI poll question. I think as simple as, do you want Kyrie Irving back next season?
Bang.
Right? No, right? No bells and whistles around it. No with this, with that. Like, just... do you want Kyrie Irving, yes or no?
Oh, yes or no, not goose or pork.
Nope.
No, goose
yes
or pork.
Yes or no, do you want Kyrie Irving back? Dale and I are both in the no camp.
So I get the sense that there are a lot of other, and we'll find out in this poll,
yes.
I get the sense that there are a lot of other Celtics fans in that camp as well.
I think so.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm done with Kyrie. It's time to move on. So wouldn't it be ironic if he doesn't opt out?
Oh, boy.
So you had a situation happen last night in the Warriors-Rockets playoff game out in Oakland,
right,
where Kevin Durant suffers what is called a non-contact injury.
Oh,
takes
those
a
are
jump
always
shot.
The worst, too.
You always get hurt worse with those.
Yeah.
So he takes a jump shot, comes down, doesn't even look like it's anything weird,
no,
and grabs the back of his right leg. And you know, he goes off immediately. They take him to the dressing room. They said he'll have an MRI today. Now, remember, there's a three-hour time difference, so I don't know, you know, if it's happened yet.
Right.
According to Adrian Wojnarowski, they have eliminated the Achilles as a possible injury. What they're calling it right now is a right calf injury, but they've got to do the MRI.
I say, the Achilles works its way up there pretty good.
So then the question becomes, what happens if this is a long-term injury, not just the playoffs for Kevin Durant? Like an Achilles would put you out for a year.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a real long-term injury.
Because we always thought the most likely scenario was Irving and Durant to the Knicks. But what appetite do you have if you're Kyrie to go to the Knicks if Durant isn't ready next year? Now, I still think, Dale, 100% certainty Kyrie's going to opt out. That doesn't mean he necessarily leaves. He's just going to opt out because next year he's going to make $21 million if he picks up his player option.
Right.
He can still, if
Which
he wants...
Which doesn't seem enough, considering what some of the other guys on his team are making.
I mean, Horford and Hayward both make more, so he's going to opt out, but he could still sign one of those one-year deal with a two-year deal, but a one-year and then a player option in year two, which Durant did to sort of keep his options open, and he would also get a big pay raise. So I think he's certainly going to opt out, but there's always a chance that he doesn't leave. Now, Bet Online, which is one of these... as it says on one of these online websites.
Where thus the name.
You can make bets. Yeah, they got in early, apparently.
Whoa.
Bet Online, very easy. They have the odds for Kyrie Irving's next team. The New York Knicks are still the favorite. We found one yesterday that had the Nets as the favorite, which was
Nets, Brooklyn Nets. And by the way, if I were picking between the two, I might take the Nets, too.
The Nets are right now a better team. But
yeah.
He has the Knicks, or this site, I should say, has the Knicks number one, the Nets number two, Celtics number three, followed by the Lakers, Clippers, Mavericks, Raptors, for some reason, are all on there. But so they have Celtics as third. But what I also found really interesting about this website is I never even considered this, but they have a prop for Al Horford. They said, will Al Horford play game one of next season on the Celtics? Yes or no? And no is actually the favorite.
Wow.
I never even considered that. Now, Al Horford also has a player option.
It did not seem likely to me.
No, not at all. Al Horford has 1 year left. Well, it's a player option, but for $30 million. And he's not going to make $30 million somewhere else. Now, he could also opt out and sign a longer deal, potentially, and just guarantee more money for himself. But I didn't consider Al Horford going anywhere.
I didn't either.
But apparently this site is suggesting that he will.
So the position I presented earlier was, let's say for the sake of our discussion, and we don't wish this, by the way, I'm just saying, let's say the Kevin Durant injury is a long-term thing, and now it doesn't look as though those two guys ending up with the Knicks or the Nets next year is a viable option. What? First of all, Durant probably wouldn't opt out at that point if he's got a year-long injury issue.
Right.
Secondly, does that then change Kyrie Irving's opinion? Now, I can tell you that the analysts, almost all former players in the NBA, all of them are killing Kyrie on this thing.
And the only reason why I have a little bit of problem with all the killing of Kyrie, and I'm right there with them, but I think part of it, especially with a lot of these former players, is they're all LeBron guys, and they're all finding an opportunity to latch on to saying, hey, this is what you asked for, this is what you asked for, because they're still upset at Kyrie for leaving LeBron and thus blowing that up and now not seeing LeBron back in the playoffs and you know, competing for more titles. So I think part of it is everybody had to choose sides, LeBron or Kyrie when he left. I have certainly jumped on the Kyrie side at the time, but most everybody else was still on the LeBron side. So they are loving this. And I feel like you should rip on Kyrie for these specific reasons, not for the love of LeBron.
All right, so let's go to the halftime show last night on TNT. Charles Barkley, part of the panel, obviously. And Charles Barkley talking about what he had seen at this point.
Well, just like, it's just a scrimmage out there, Ernie. It was the Celtics, like you said, Morris came in against the energy smart. They play the same all the time. They play hard all the time. But you can see, this is why the Celtics season has been a failure. They're just going through the motions tonight. They are ready for vacation.
It is amazing.
When he said a scrimmage, he meant Milwaukee. That Milwaukee's playing like it's a scrimmage. It's like there's no.
But even the Celtics were
pushback.
Celtics were just running up and down. And I'm telling you, Gordon Hayward looked like just random fan. Hey, you're tall. Run around like just trying to fit in. Like you don't know any plays. You've never met these guys before. But just try to make a play. And he's like running around aimlessly. He was awful. Like but useless. The problem is you didn't really expect a whole lot out of Hayward in the playoffs. And I guess he more than lived up to that. Like he was absent. We've been spending most of the day, and I know most shows will, ripping Kyrie, and that is fair. But
he's not alone.
Jason Tatum didn't do anything. Gordon Hayward was awful. You know, Jaylen Brown at least tried, but he had his ups and downs. Same with Horford. Horford was amazing in game one. Not as good in the other games. Marcus Smart, he tried. He gave it a go. He was clearly still
Marcus
hurt.
Morris busted his ass, Morris, but he's really limited with what he can do for you.
But it wasn't good enough. Now, Barkley also talked about Kyrie's mental standpoint, which Barkley's been all over this from like the get-go. Like he was talking about how miserable Kyrie is, and this is a big part of it. Like Kyrie, the player, the skill set is one of the best in the league, but what's preventing him from really being the best player on a championship team is the lack of leadership and the mental game, which Barkley comments on.
I don't think Kyrie Irving can be the best player on your team. He's a very talented player, but from a mental standpoint of being a leader of your franchise that has to live with all the criticism, I don't think he can be the best player on your team. Because Jaylen knows this. When you're a star and you're the number one guy, you get all the credit, and that's great. But when things go bad, you get all the blame. And I don't think Kyrie, he's a nice kid and a hell of a player. But from a mental makeup, especially they say he's going to New York. Listen, if he can't handle playing in Boston, he got no chance of playing in New York. But that's a totally different animal.
So that was actually with him on with ESPN, not TNT. But the point is the same. I mean, you want to be the best guy in the best team. And all right, you're going to get the credit when you win. And that had to have been part of it. When LeBron won, that's what the story was, right? LeBron won. LeBron said he's going to bring a title to Cleveland, and he did. And ignore the best shot ever by Kyrie. Ignore the 40-point game by Kyrie. It was LeBron. So you could understand why a player who's that talented would say, all right, screw this. I'm going over here. But all right, that's it. Let's see how you do. And then when you respond with these terrible games combined with these just head-scratching post-game comments and not taking accountability and blaming everybody else, taking these little subtle jabs or sometimes not so subtle jabs at your teammates and your coach, I just don't know how anybody would want to keep this guy.
Let's give you one more cut. Grant Hill obviously played at Duke. Kyrie had a shorter tenure at Duke.
He was not there very long.
Not there very long, a couple of weeks.
But still, these Duke guys, and we already heard Jay Williams yesterday.
They all seem to go back in the offseason. They practice together.
That's a group.
They have camps together, that sort of thing. Grant Hill didn't leave a whole lot of meat left on the bones of Kyrie Irving either.
A lot of criticism this summer, and maybe rightfully so. And not just his play, and not just his... You know, he didn't look into it tonight, even though he took 21 shots. But just his leadership, his press conferences, he's been indifferent. He's been disengaged. And as Isaiah said before the game, certain franchises, you just can't do that. You know, in Boston, that's one of them. There's an expectation there of success, of working hard, of having integrity in terms of how you approach things. And Kyrie didn't live up to that as their marquee guy. And you talk about Larry Bird and Havlicek and Russell and even recent years, KG and Paul Pierce. And, you know, he didn't fall in line with the rest of those greats.
Yeah, it is a good point, too, that, you know, not only was Kyrie in Cleveland, but then he also had LeBron there with him. And I still say that about Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant handles the media in a similar way that Kyrie does, except he's in Oklahoma City where they're just happy to have a team and it's, you know... He never really got pressed, and they
a rather
actually,
limited media presence.
Yeah, big time. And then he goes to Golden State, and he had to get some questions. But for the most part, they were winning all the time. They've never not won the title since he's been there. They have other star players. He even got a little cranky at the media this year. But those two guys in New York really would be something else. Like, now you turn up the lights on them, and if they struggle at all, it would be amazing to watch them melt down there.
There are reasons that I think some people get fed up watching the NBA product. And one of the things is the whole, you know, players recruiting other players to form super teams. And this whole, you know, is Kyrie and Kevin Durant going to end up together with the Knicks? According to Stephen A. Smith, he was appearing on ESPN Radio. LeBron was in Philadelphia during the Raptors-Sixers series.
Yeah. Who's he recruiting? Ben Simmons?
To meet with Toronto's Kawhi Leonard. So LeBron James,
well, he's their GM, so it
is out there. And now, this was according to what I'm reading here, and according to what Stephen A. said, even before the deal with Tyronn Lue fell apart.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't matter.
LeBron was on the recruiting trail, trying to build bridges for a player like Kawhi Leonard. So he's out. Saying, hey, you know, come play with me in LA now.
Right
now,
I hope he goes.
Coaches and GMs obviously can't do that, and I understand that. But during a playoff series. Would the commissioner not have something to say?
No, didn't they get rid of that? Didn't they get rid of player tampering?
But I'm just saying, you know, Kawhi Leonard's in a playoff series against Philadelphia, and LeBron's, hey, come on over with me. I mean, the commissioner can't love that.
I don't think he loves it, but they're all friends in that league, and can't they? I think they're allowed to do that. Like, that's how the Miami Heat got formed together. They were all in the Olympic team together, right. And they were all talking about it. So I think that's harder to do. It's funny,
Look,
Magic
if
Johnson,
it was the offseason. Yeah. And Kawhi and LeBron are getting together. I don't care what they do or say.
Oh,
but you got one guy in a playoff series.
Crazy.
And you got another guy. Hey, psst,
yeah.
Come here. Got a minute?
And he's like, why don't I just stay in Toronto? I'm a game away from the conference finals. We're going to be the favorite.
Which, by the way, I still got a game to play here.
Yeah, he's like, I don't actually need you, LeBron. Why don't you come to Toronto then? He's like, I'm doing just fine here, thanks. I really hope LeBron doesn't get anybody else. I really hope. Because it'll be another year.
Well, he apparently didn't get his coach.
I don't even know. I mean, that's not going to really matter ultimately who the coach is there. But yeah, Kyrie Irving, I still think 100% opts out. The question is, I think it's more likely that Danny Ainge does still offer him the max deal, doesn't he? Because they're sort of in a position where
we wondered whether Wick would love that.
Yeah, that is actually a good question. I had a caller bring that up earlier in the show. That's pretty interesting. Wick, he sees the pushback and everything else, and clearly Kyrie Irving, not the most popular guy on the team anymore. Do you want to invest that kind of money in somebody who, by the way, also does have some injury history? right? He missed the finals, what, 4 years ago because of injury. He missed the playoffs last year due to injury, even early in his career. Missed almost his full season at Duke because of injury. Yep. So do you want to commit that kind of money? I know he's in his prime age-wise, but he's not an Iron Man by any stretch. So do you want to commit that kind of money? Plus, if you're keeping Jaylen Brown and if you're keeping Brad Stevens, just to name two, it's not going to work. You got to figure out a way to do something else there. I guess the only way that Kyrie would be back is if they trade for Anthony Davis, but then that opens up another whole thing. 1 year of Anthony Davis is going to cost you probably Tatum and Brown and maybe even more.
And I don't think he stays.
Probably not.
So you have 1 year.
And not only do you have 1 year, but you're going to relive this year where you're like, is your best player leaving or not? Is that something you want to do? I don't think Wick would really be on board with that. That's a lot. Wouldn't you rather build around a team and say, hey, Tatum and Brown, you guys wanted it. It's your team now. Figure it out. Now, you have to sprinkle in some veterans, and hopefully Horford stays, and you got to make it work. But as far as, like, you know, the scoring load, and that's going to be on those guys.
I mean, I'll say this. Danny was able to do it once that we know of. He was able to talk Kevin Garnett into staying here. You know, after they acquired him, there was a lot of talk about, is he going to stay? Does he want to hang around? And he did. So Danny, because he was able to talk Garnett into being part of this, until he traded him.
I was going to say, yeah, he talked Garnett into staying, but they had Paul Pierce,
right.
Ray Allen, Rondo, Doc Rivers. Like, it was probably an easier sell to stay with this team.
But I'm saying, if you got Anthony Davis, we're just assuming that a guy like Danny Ainge could sell him on staying, even though Danny Ainge couldn't sell Kevin Durant on coming,
right?
But that he'd be able to sell Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you want me? I'm there.
Well, that guy seems like such a turd, though, doesn't he? I mean, most of them, I guess, are. But then you have Anthony Davis' dad speaking up, remember, and saying, oh, well, look how they did Isaiah Thomas dirty. Like, we wouldn't want to go to the Celtics. You're like, oh, great. Now I got to deal with this guy. Now I got to deal with Anthony Davis Sr. now all of a sudden. Like, no thanks. I know he's a great player, but I don't even know if that's the right way. And who knows, unless they signed immediately, you'd always be fearful that he's just going to bail on you. Because he's got, also LeBron's agent is his agent.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you want to get into bed with that guy.
So you're out.
I'm 100% out on Kyrie. 100% out on Kyrie.
And we've talked to people who are out.
Yeah.
Let's check the quickie poll.
Amy, can we get an update here on the, can we get a.
Basically like 2-1 no.
68% no,
yes. Okay.
32% yes.
2-1.
Do you want Kyrie Irving back for next season? 68% of the respondents so far have said no.
All right.
And my guess is that's fairly representative of Celtics fans out there in the real world.
I think so, too. We can update it before we get off the show today, too. But, Ross, you said, so Gordon Hayward, who was awful, and he didn't speak to the media last night, right?
He did not speak at all. He did speak today, and he was asked about Kyrie's future with the Celtics.
Do you see Kyrie playing here next year, and do you get a feeling that he wants to be here?
That's a question for Kyrie, so I mean, I cannot answer that question.
Well, which is
true. No, I guess that's true. It's a question for Kyrie. Do you think he wants Kyrie back?
Well,
no. I don't think any of them do.
No,
who does?
Here's my hesitation if you're Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
You see what happened here, but you're saying, what are we going to be like if he's gone?
I don't know. Maybe losing the second round.
Are we going to be the Indiana Pacers all of a sudden?
All right, losing the first round.
Yeah.
What's really the difference? Are you a title contender without him? Probably, or you're not. Are you with him? Nope.
Did he sign here, presumably, because he thought that the Celtics had a chance to win a championship sometime in the future, near future, and then all of that just disappears?
Yeah, but I think it's gone with him. I think when Jalen Rose said the other day that Kyrie Irving's teammates would help him pack, I think that applied to all of them. And even if Jason Tatum, he might like Kyrie the person. He might be one of the few guys in the locker room that likes Kyrie the person. I can't imagine he likes playing with him. Like, go back to the that article that Jeff Goodman wrote, and he quoted a member of the Celtics organization. Could be anybody. But he says about Kyrie Irving, he takes the air out of the locker room, and you just never know what you're going to get with him. Terry Rozier has said, hey, when he's a happy camper, things are great. And when he's not, it's bad. It's a sad time with Kyrie. So why would that change? And I know he's still a young guy. Was he 26? But he's been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine all of a sudden there's just going to be this big drastic change from him. So I think everybody wants him gone. Fans, teammates, coach,
Well, the question is,
does Danny,
the owner, and the owner?
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, Danny doesn't get to throw $190 million at Kyrie Irving without ownership's permission.
And again, if you could just switch out Kyrie for Kemba Walker, I think everybody would sign
Do
up
it.
For that.
Yeah,
but unfortunately,
fine.
You can't.
It doesn't work that way. And I know I've heard a lot of people say that over the last couple of days.
You can't do it.
Unfortunately, the way the salary cap is, you can't just take his money
right.
and hand it to Kemba Walker and bring him in here.
No, nope, because Kemba is going to get the max from somebody. Right? He's not going to come play here for less. So they're not going to have a ton of money to spend, especially if Al Horford opts in, although maybe that's up in the air.
617-779-7937. John's in Andover. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's doing up? Great.
Hey, I just wanted to make the point. So I am kind of out on a Kyrie, but I feel like if Danny Ainge has some agreement in principle with Anthony Davis, like that we don't know about, that they've already had a discussion, or that he thinks he can definitely pull off. Kyrie has proven he can't be a number one, but he'd be a great number two. And he would score a ton of points while Anthony Davis is getting a lot of defense on him and, you know, people playing him tough. Kyrie would score a ton of points. And to be honest with you, what I saw out of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum this year, that was enough for me. I'm sorry. They every single time they're down, they have their head down, and I hate that look. And the Celtics just looked awful the entire playoffs because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the one way Kyrie would be back is if they got Anthony Davis. I hear you on that.
Probably only way, right?
I think it's the only way. I do wonder. We've all seen Anthony Davis play. We all know the stats. How great is Anthony Davis? And the reason why I ask that, he's been in the league a long time. He's been to the playoffs twice. He's won one playoff series. And I know you could throw it back in my face, well, Kevin Garnett didn't win a whole lot. Like, all these guys didn't win a whole lot. And that's true, and maybe he is. But are we sure that if he came here that he's definitely better than Kyrie? I think he is. But I don't know if he's necessarily a slam dunk. And just the one-year thing kind of scares me away. And I'm not ready to write off Jason Tatum. He's 21.
Jaylen Brown took a step forward. Now, Tatum did take a step back this year. I don't know how much of that
is, though.
I thought he did a little bit.
Playoffs he did, but I don't think he did in the regular season. I think the thing with Tatum is look up any great player in the league right now, and maybe with the exception of, you know, LeBron, look at their first 2 years in the league compared to year 4 and 5. Like, James Harden wasn't averaging 36 his second year. Kawhi Leonard wasn't this guy. I mean, he was right around there when he became Finals MVP, but even that run, that he wasn't that player in the regular season, so Jason Tatum could still be an all-star. I think people are already selling him short.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Before we are done here today, we will pick, although Keith's already said 5 games, but we will pick what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference NHL final.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to participate in that. You don't get to participate in the Eastern Conference NBA final, unfortunately.
No. I'll still watch. Just like Kyrie, I'm excited to watch.
Watch Milwaukee.
I'm looking forward to watching Milwaukee.
617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
37.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Updating the voting real quickly, at Dale Keefe, WEEI, our show Twitter handle. Do you want Kyrie Irving back for next season? Simple, yes, no question.
That's it.
No spin put on
yes,
it, no trying to
yes
direct
no.
you in any direction.
That's right.
Right now it's 70% no, 30% yes.
Toss him in the trash, send him out. Actually, recycle.
And the 30% yes, that could be like fat fingers and you went to hit, you know, no, and you hit yes by accident, or maybe there's just some pranksters out there. It's probably more like 100% no.
Want him back so they can execute a side and trade.
Yes, exactly. Well, something like that. They're getting cute with it, but no, you don't want him back. See you later. Goodbye.
By the way, have you noticed, and then we'll continue on here, but if you notice how the official Twitter sites for professional teams have become really adept at trolling.
Yeah, they're people in charge there. They'll get after you.
Oh, they're
bit.
Good. So last night after the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, eliminated the Celtics.
Yes.
Their troll game was strong.
The Bucks was?
So they
follow the Bucks.
There was a Boston Celtics tweet that said, "I don't see anybody beating us in seven games," and it was Al Horford talking before the series started.
Yeah, they all said that. All those guys did.
So the Bucks tweeted to that and said, "Should we keep playing?"
Oh,
hashtag
boy.
Fear the deer.
Oh, jeez.
They then went on to link to the Paul Pierce video after the first game of the series, you know, where
Pierce said
it was
well,
over.
Well, that's a good one. I mean, they should. They should take a victory lap on that.
And they responded, "Truth hurts."
Ooh, good use of
at
truth.
Paul Pierce.
Good use of the nickname there.
And then the question became, did the Bucks throw some shade at Kyrie Irving?
Why not?
They showed their tweet had the Fear the Deer logo on it and shows Giannis Antetokounmpo with a big slam and had his numbers. And they just said, a true leader.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. That's maybe the best one they have yet. When you're getting chirped at by the Milwaukee Bucks Twitter account.
Which is probably some high school, college intern, you know, who's
doing a hell of a
getting
job.
$25 a game to you know, get that thing humming.
I like that.
Do you think they were chirping the Celtics a little bit? Yes.
Well, yeah, they were. They should. Why not? That's sort of the whole point. You won. You blew them out. It was a gentleman's sweep. You're in and you're out. Plus, the Bucks, you know, we didn't really stop to think about it, but last year, the Celtics, the undermanned Celtics, beat Milwaukee in that seven-game series. They won all their home games, and they moved on, and everybody was saying how bad Eric Bledsoe was, and, hey, if Giannis is really the best player, how come he wasn't able to win the series? And, again, we here didn't care about it. We're sort of on to the next series, but I'm sure for Milwaukee, it was huge for them to face this same team that eliminated them a year ago.
So game one tonight, NHL Eastern Conference Final, Bruins, Hurricanes. First, a game one prediction from you, and then a series prediction.
They are going to win in five, so let's say they win tonight. Even without Charlie McAvoy, which I could see being a problem, maybe here and there. McAvoy's been one of their best players throughout the first two rounds. I think they'll lose one of the games in Carolina, but they will win the series in five games. I think it's the worst team that they have faced in the playoffs.
Yeah, it would be so much better for the show if I could just crap all over you.
You can't.
But I think
you can crap all over them, just maybe not for this specific reason.
Just not disagree on this.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to win in five, too.
Five.
They won the last series on the road in six, but right. I think they win this series at home. I think they win both of the home games. I think they have, and again, just like I said in the Columbus series, the team that's been sitting around for a week is at a disadvantage. It's hard to crank back up to, you know, Stanley Cup playoff standards. It's hard to do that. The team that has most recently been in action, at least in this game, has a bit of an advantage. So the Bruins, I think, win tonight, and then they gain an extra day off in between.
Mm-hmm.
They have
That'd
Friday and Saturday off.
For Chara and for some of the other guys.
Exactly. And McAvoy comes back on Sunday. I think they lose one of the two games
in Carolina.
In Raleigh.
Yeah.
And then they win it at home in five.
Does Carolina do anything better than Columbus does? Like, is there something? Because when you look at Columbus, their top defensive pair, awesome. They had a handful of good forwards. I think Toronto might have had better ones, but Columbus still had some guys you had to worry about, like Panarin and Duchesne. And then they had Bobrovsky. So I'm just looking at that from the outside. I feel like they across the board are better.
I think there's another issue for Carolina in this as well. The Bruins have the best power play in the playoffs so far at 28.6%. They just played Columbus, who had the best penalty kill.
I was going to say, and they slowed them down early.
And they slowed them down early, but then the Bruins got it back together. The Carolina power penalty kill during the playoffs is like 13th.
Oh, boy.
Out of the 16 teams
that
were in the playoffs.
Really take advantage
there. I think the Bruins have a decided advantage with their power play. I'll be curious to see which of the two M's get the nod in goal for Rod Brind'Amour, Mrazek, or McElhinney. But I think the Bruins have a decided advantage in goal. They have a decided advantage in the top line.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick.
I think that they've got the advantage in this
now,
series.
Now, to be fair, if we went through and picked every playoff series, I would have taken the Capitals over the Hurricanes, and I would have taken the Islanders over the Hurricanes.
I would have taken Tampa Bay over Columbus.
Exactly.
Too,
so what's up is down, what's down is up in the Stanley Cup playoffs so far. But maybe, you know, after the first round and all those upsets, it was the Bruins had home ice in the East and the Sharks had home ice out West. So maybe even after the crazy first round, it might end up being those two teams in the final.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Oh, look who's posting a tweet trying to boost the Hurricanes' fortunes. Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong?
Evidently.
Oh, Dr. Ken, or yeah. Dr. Ken, right? The actor?
Yes. Yeah. Evidently, he's a big Hurricanes fan.
Well, who isn't? Well, it's a good, proud franchise. They won a cup.
They did.
No spoilers, but, well, I guess we can't say spoilers. He was in Endgame.
He was. He was. Big part.
He just posted a video. Good luck to my home state team.
Which state is that?
I guess Carolina.
Just Carolina. Is that two states?
No.
North and a south?
Well, they're in Raleigh, so it's North Carolina.
But the name of the team is the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah. What, is this going to be like a New England Patriots
issue? It kind of is, but it still reeks. And I understand they were Hartford, but it reeks of an expansion team, just like Columbus did. Like the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Carolina Hurricanes are NHL teams. Don't they seem fake? It seems like if you were playing in like a video game, you're like, oh, yeah, you can create a franchise. I'm the Carolina Hurricanes. That's not a real team. Their logo's stupid. Their uniform's dumb. I don't take them seriously.
Logo looks good.
I don't like the logo.
No? It's a sharp logo.
Like if
a hurricane.
If the NHL had an arena league, let's say, like an offshoot, they would be in that with the Blue Jackets. No? Am I the only one?
No.
So you're all in on Vegas Knights?
No, I mean, that's going to take some time, but they just started. The Hurricanes have been there for a while.
How about the Shark? How about the Shark and the San Jose Sharks?
No, I like San Jose Sharks. I got no problem with the Sharks.
That seems a little arena league-like, too.
Sharks? Yeah, it could.
Teal, Shark.
A little bit. But they've maybe won me over. Like I'm like, oh, that's a real team. They've been there long enough, I guess.
What about the
who?
What, did you just die? Did you just die in there? What happened?
Fell off the chair back here.
hang in there, Amy.
Have the Knights won you over, Keith?
No, they haven't won me over. Especially because they dropped the loss in Las Vegas. That also seems dumb. That seems like you're trying a little too hard. Vegas, Golden Knights.
That's what about
like
Coyotes?
Yeah, that's another fake one.
So basically all those teams, what, was that 16 years ago?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they just seem like, yeah.
Time has passed, my friend. Get over it, all right? These are real teams.
I'm just saying, I don't take them seriously.
By the way, you were talking about freezing cold takes and how they owe you an apology.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they haven't given one yet, but they did just post 5 years ago today a Skip Bayless tweet.
They've been holding on to this for a while.
Oh, they have. Quote, Johnny Football will one day be bigger in Cleveland than his buddy LeBron ever was.
Nice. That's a good one.
Well done, Skip.
And they're after me about Terry Rozier? Like, give me a break. Well, we're not on the same level.
Well, that's different levels.
I guess so.
I mean, that's about as cold as you can get.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
Good call, Skip.
Yep.
Nick's in Gloucester. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, guys. So my question, also kind of a statement, is are we sure that these Celtics aren't better contenders next year if we don't resign Kyrie? I know everybody's kind of down on the fact that Tatum took a step back, but I think if he didn't have Kyrie in front of him taking up a bunch of shots, that he might take a step forward. And if we make him the number one option and let Brad Stevens does what he does best with young, up-and-coming players, I can totally see this team back in at least the Eastern Conference Finals next year without Kyrie. I mean, we saw what they did last year in the playoffs without him. So
yeah, I'm with you, Nick. I think there's a chance. Now, they're less talented, so that's not usually the formula.
It usually doesn't work well
but
in the NBA.
But if Tatum takes a big jump forward, if Tatum's an all-star, and if Jaylen Brown is sort of a fringe all-star, and if Gordon Hayward, maybe not an all-star again, but if he's not useless, then sure. And then what you would also need to hope is that Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers, so then the Raptors aren't as good. Jimmy Butler goes somewhere else, so the Philly's not as good. You're still going to have to compete with Milwaukee, but yeah. It's not crazy to think that they're still a playoff team and maybe even went around without Kyrie.
Maybe. Pete's in the hunt. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Vermont. That would be Vermont.
Oh, not in the hunt, but Vermont.
All good.
Eamon was busy falling off the chair. He didn't actually hear you properly.
Yeah, sorry, Pete.
That's fine. I've never seen Kyrie smile on the basketball court. I think he'd be a better leader if he showed a little joy.
That's actually not true. Anytime he sees like LeBron or a fellow star, he hugs those guys, gives them a big smile and a kiss. Yeah, that's the difference.
You're right. I meant in a basketball.
No, you're right. Well, there's not a ton to smile about this year for him.
Well, it turns to me the president never smiles, and as I made the call, the president doesn't smile, and Big Brain James had to learn to smile to get on Jeopardy. So maybe it's a genius thing.
Sure. Could be a genius
could be.
Thing. Yeah.
He is a basketball genius, self-appointed, but he is.
And Jeopardy James, I mean, God, you can't
oh, I can't wait for him. No offense to the teachers. I love teachers. My mom was a teacher, but the teachers tournament, come on, get James back in here. I need Jeopardy James back.
Questions are much easier on that teachers one, though.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you say that?
What else you got coming up next, including, we haven't done this in a while, but once in a while we do some over-the-top play-by-play.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, we got a cut Good. For you today. Good. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sports Radio W.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
UEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, there's a couple of things that we didn't get to earlier in the program, but now it's time.
What else you got?
You want to start?
I will start. I would like to say farewell to a...
Oh. Are you retiring?
No, I'm not saying my farewell.
Oh,
I'm
not
saying
you.
A farewell to somebody else who
it
I
happened
had.
Once before on this show where I found out during the show.
No, I know. It was very sad.
Things can happen.
It was a sad time for all of us. Well, we already know how Jacob Hollister got traded away, Dale, and that was devastating to me. Another one of my favorite Patriot players, although for a brief moment, is now gone.
Oh.
Bruce Ellington.
Oh, I barely knew him.
Didn't even make it to camp.
No.
It's not ideal. I thought this was a guy.
How did he become one of your favorite Patriots players?
Well, he was a college basketball player.
Ah.
I really like that part of it.
Okay.
Saw him play point guard in South Carolina. Was also on the football team. He actually made a handful of catches here and there when I saw him play like in preseasons and around the league. He has no hamstrings, which is a pretty impressive thing.
Well, he had them once.
Didn't have any.
Not anymore.
Can't pull a hammy when you don't have a hammy. So I like the idea of Bruce Ellington. Just a little bit of a receiver, but they've worked well with the Pats. 5'9", but he is gone. He was cut. So, I don't have another favorite player yet
Jacob Hollister. Ellington.
Bruce Ellington.
I don't know where you go
so
next.
So whenever I find a guy, just know
please
that
don't be anybody that 90% of the fans like.
Edelman.
You got 90 guys on the roster to pick from.
Edelman's
right now.
My favorite.
Okay, good. Well, I feel fairly confident.
You gotta get cut now. Stranger things have happened.
No.
Actually, Josh Gordon, too. Would you add him? I mean, he was my favorite player.
He was the first one to me, actually, before Jacob Hollister.
Gordon, Hollister, and Ellington.
The Keefe kiss of death.
I know how to pick them. Who else do I like? If I'll find another guy. I'll have somebody in the next couple of weeks.
All right, so
what else you got?
I understand that soccer is not a huge deal here, or not as huge a deal here as it is elsewhere.
That's right.
But you actually have had two of the most unbelievable endings to soccer matches this week, maybe in the history of the sport. Yesterday, Tottenham Hotspur scored in the 96th minute against Ajax to get the win and move on to the UEFA Champions League final.
Keith, are you okay with Ajax? Are they a team to you?
I used to root for Ajax when they had Wesley Snyder.
Sorry.
But, no? It's not Ajax?
Nah, well, it can be if you want it to
like
be.
Looks like Ajax.
So Tuesday, you had Liverpool. They're going into the second leg against Barcelona, Lionel Messi.
Mm-hmm.
They trail 3-0 after the first leg, which means they've got to score 4 goals against Barcelona and Messi to move into the UEFA Champions League final as well.
I got you.
And they did it. Now, I don't know the names of the play-by-play team, the radio play-by-play team for Liverpool.
But we should learn them.
Oh, we're going to learn them. Because let's just say they were a couple of excitable boys.
Shaqiri on the left.
What a
brilliant
ball.
Cross. Final!
Once again to Alexander-Arnold. Liverpool 3-0. Corner taken quickly. Origi! Yeah! 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 Unbelievable! Steve Origi! Oh, my word! Yeah!
Milner's been pushed to the ground.
Yeah!
Greatest football of all time at Anfield.
Steve Hunter and John Aldred are the play-by-play team there.
I think I heard John Aldred take his pants off there for a second.
He might have. Yeah. So those were obviously the last three goals.
I guess so.
You know, they kind of made their way into the Champions League final. I like over-the-top play-by-play.
It's good.
I have no idea what they were saying.
No, I have no idea either.
There was a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming, which was good. Yes, I liked it. The enthusiasm was there.
Did the Carolina Hurricanes have a legendary play-by-play team?
They used to.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a touchy story.
Is that right?
They had a guy by the name of Chuck Caton.
Okay.
Who was with the Hartford Whalers. Went to Carolina with the Hurricanes. Was there for years.
Oh, boy.
The Hurricanes moved on from Chuck in the last couple of years.
Another reason to root against them.
Add
it to the pile.
They pushed Chuck Caton to the
side.
So
they have a new guy this year?
I think it was not that far ago. Not that long ago.
They don't have a Mike Lang. Because I was hoping to get some good calls.
Well, they did
for the series.
With Chuck, they did. But they don't anymore.
I don't like that.
I have some audio from when Keith saw Endgame. This is him in the crowd right when... spoilers we're okay with now? Are we okay with...
A big moment in the movie.
A big moment in the movie when Captain America said,
"Okay,
Avengers, assemble."
Yes! Yes! We got it!
Yes!
The Champions League final!
I didn't realize I was mic'd up, but I was excited.
Don't be embarrassed by it.
I was very excited.
Own it. You were great at it.
I was. Now, we have the final results. The poll results are in,
Well,
Dale.
It's open for 24 hours.
No, it is not.
Okay,
They capped them. You can set that. You can change that whenever you want. So we capped them just to end with the show here. Do you want Kyrie Irving back for next season? That was the Twitter poll question at Dale Keefe, WEEI. And it's a very even 75% no. 25% again, fat fingers. Or
I appreciate the four people that voted.
Didn't understand the question. Yeah, three say no, one says yes. But
well, whatever it takes.
75%, that sounds about right.
We'll have hockey to talk about tomorrow. We'll have the Red Sox White House visit to talk about tomorrow.
Who's doing the Sox game on the radio tomorrow night?
That would be Joe Castiglione and me.
What? Ross, we're going to be rolling tape.
I have a rather busy 4 days. Host Bruins Carolina Hurricanes tonight on Nesson.
8 o'clock start, by the way.
7 o'clock pregame on Nesson Plus.
Oof.
On Nesson. I apologize.
Oh,
it's on Nesson.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you get bumped to Nesson Plus.
It's on Nesson.
Because they're selling some
fishing
show? Flexes.
Red Sox play-by-play tomorrow and Saturday with Joe Castiglione.
Very nice.
Back to hosting Bruins Carolina Hurricanes on Sunday.
That's a big weekend.
Can you take a Monday off?
Hell no. I'll be right here talking with you guys. What are you? Besides, they won't pay me if I don't show up.
Yeah, he needs to be here.
OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.